Love me do.
The Beatles didn't happen instantly. The first Parlophone single, Love Me Do, was only a modest mid-chart hit. But after Please Please Me was released in January 1963, nothing was ever the same again in the British music business. By the end of the year, the band had four consecutive number one hits. They were verging on an unprecedented success for a British recording artist in America. Beatlemania was about to sweep the world, and in the center was George Martin and his little Parlophone label.
I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand.
He began making records with every artist Beatles manager Brian Epstein signed, and the year of 1964 was golden. In addition to the Beatles, the biggest selling artist of the year, Martin was producing hits with Jerry and the Pacemakers.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you.
How do you do it? A number one record for Jerry and the Pacemakers was a song that Martin originally wanted the Beatles to do.
Through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart. Won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do it?
He gave cast-off Lennon McCartney songs to Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas.
But I know you only me because you told me so. And I have no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad lonely.
He signed singer Cilla Black, another Epstein protege, and had two number one hits.
Resting in mine, I feel a part.
Still produced Matt Monro and lined him up for the theme song to the second James Bond picture.
From Russia with love.
Then he produced Shirley Bassey singing the greatest Bond theme of them all.
A cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold.
As the Beatles' worldwide popularity grew, their creative vision expanded. George Martin was there.
All my troubles seem
the first time someone other than the Beatles played on one of their records. Producer Martin brought in a string quartet to dress up an acoustic song by Paul McCartney with the working title Scrambled Eggs.
I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to.
Whether it was playing keyboard parts on Rubber Soul, writing orchestrations and conducting the orchestra. Or creating the backwards tape effects of Tomorrow Never Knows. George Martin put his stamp deeply on the Beatles' legacy. He wrote the famous orchestral passage in A Day in the Life. His orchestrations on All You Need Is Love give the final stanzas the sound of a stately, timeless classic.
Love is all you need. 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 Yes, it can be. Love is all you need.
He supervised every Beatles recording session until even Martin couldn't handle the chaos of the Let It Be sessions. But he returned for the band's final sessions that produced the album Abbey Road. His hand is all over that music.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smile. I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, I will sing a lullaby.
Carry that weight a long time. celebrations I break down.
Boy, you're gonna carry that weight, carry that weight a long time. Boy, you're gonna carry that weight, carry that.
This is Joel Selvin. Tonight, I'm Selvin on the City, a musical biography of Sir George Martin, the man behind the Beatles.